Few scribes received remuneration for their work. The majority laboured for spiritual rewards. Colophons commonly begged readers to remember the scribe in their prayers. Correspondingly, the book enriched the reader. The Old English Riddle devotes almost as much space to the benefits of using the book as to making it. Consulting the finished manuscript, probably a gospel book, would render one the more healthy, the more victorious, the more courageous of heart, the blither of spirit, the wiser in mind. The reader, it continues, would, as a result, have more friends who will bounteously increase their fame and fortune and kindly surround them with benefits and hold them fast in a loving embrace. The claims made for this particular manuscript, exaggerated though they may seem, underline the considerable value, metaphysical as well as physical, of books to Anglo-Saxon society, and hence the importance of the scribes like Eadfrith who made them. Yet contemporaries were also aware that their work was not inviolate. Another riddle declared, "A moth ate words. The pilfering visitor was not one whit the wiser, because he had gulped in those words." The answer, and the threat, is of course a bookworm.
That was Richard Gummerson with his account of the work of Eadfrith and his fellow scribes. The producer was B.T. Rubens, and Anglo-Saxon Portraits takes a break now, but the series is going to be back in the new year, with contributions from, amongst others, Seamus Heaney, the children's writer David Armand, Michael Wood and Geoffrey Robinson, QC. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. The time now, just a little after 11 o'clock. And next tonight, it's World on 3, presented tonight by Marianne Kennedy.
Singing in the valley,
out shine the sun.
Singing in gorgeous start to the evening with a track from the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and we'll have a concert set from them at the tail end of the year. But that track, Lights in the Valley, comes from a new collection of self-styled psalms for the non-religious, Mercyland. Americana, very much on the menu tonight with our session guest, Oregon-based singer-songwriter Mishkin. But we will range far and wide as usual. And the next song heads for East Africa, and looking forward to the election in Kenya in the new year. The inspiration was a fan who said that since everyone loved Samba Mapangala's music, that they would listen to him if he encouraged them to register to vote.
Jaguar, Jaguar, Viongozi, Thank you.
Really lovely stuff. Another track from the British-based kora player Sekou Keita. And before that was Samba Mapangala and Chagua Chagua. Sekou Keita will be joining us in the new year for a session on World on Three. And I'm going to look forward just now to next week's session, where I am beyond happy that we'll be joined by Corinne Polwart and her band with songs from the truly wonderful new album Traces. This is one of the songs we haven't played yet. This is Don't Worry.
Worrying won't pay the bills. I would trade in the view from this mountainside for some tiny little molehills. When the soldier comes back with the weight of the world in his little knapsack, he's gonna need a hand. Now hold on, here we go. it's now or really gone.
Two of the iconic artists in contemporary Nova Scotia, Mary Sheen and Eich Glowman, Mary Jane Lamont and Wendy MacIsaac, with new Gaelic song from the old and new countries, Jeff MacDonald and Brian O'Hara being the writers behind Tarloch na Binne Curuma, the Blue Mountain Lullaby. Remember, there's a chance to listen again to my two Canadian World Roots specials from Cape Breton Island and Quebec. They come up in the first 2 weeks of the new year. So let's stay out in the new world a little longer, and I will admit that I find it hard to think of this next singer without some kind of Blade movie vampire connection, but I will behave myself tonight and introduce a first album of new material in about 4 years, with guests on the recording including Sarah Watkins, who we'll hear later on as well with Kate Rusby. But this is Chris Christopherson, who at 76 is, in the words of his new album, feeling mortal.
So the highway is where I believe I belong, losing myself in the soul of a song, and the fight for the right to be righteously wrong, in a story that's sad but it's true. So I sing my own songs, and I drink when I'm thirsty, and I will go on making music and whiskey and love for as long as the spirit inside me says, you don't tell me what to do. Are the reasons for changing my mind? Gone with the future that I left behind. If you want to, I warn you, you're wasting your time. You don't tell me what to do. Thank you.
Mulligan to the Hot Club of Cowtown from their current album Rendezvous in Rhythm. They're touring next month throughout England and Wales, starting out on the 1st of November in Pontypridd, and you can find all the details online via the Radio 3 website and follow the links from there. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3, and it's my pleasure now to introduce my session guest for this evening. From the flatlands of Indiana by way of Louisiana, New York and Oregon, this is Mishkin, accompanied by Matt Martin, both armed with vintage tenor guitars and starting out with her signature tune, the Ruby Warbler. Beautiful stuff. Mishkin in session for World on 3 with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy, here at Glasgow's Pacific Key Studio 1, and joined for this UK tour by Matt Martin on banjo and guitar, or I should say for this first song, two tenor guitars. Matt's, yours looks very swanky and shiny and relatively new, but Mishkin, yours looks like it's lived life.
It's a lived life probably for 80 or 90 years, yeah.
Where did you and it meet?
In St. Louis, in a very large music store whose name I've forgotten at this point.
Now, that was Ruby Warbler, which I suppose in many ways is kind of your signature tune. When you go out as Mishkin and the Ruby Warblers. But is Matt your warbler for this particular
Matt
tour? How does it work?
Matt is my Ruby Warbler du jour, yes. Mishkin's Ruby Warblers is a very fluid band. I treasure collaborating with different people and having different influences enter into what I do. And so it's been really fun for me to just kind of have an ongoing list of former and current Ruby Warblers that I work with that are kind of stationed all over the world.
Now, when I've described you and your music over the years, I've referred to bases like New Orleans, Portland, Oregon, New York, but none of these are really where you're actually from. Where do you consider your own roots to be? Or does it matter to a nomad like yourself?
I don't really consider many roots. I mean, I do. I grew up in Indiana, which is in the middle of the U.S. And kind of corn and soybean country. And I was surrounded by corn and soybeans and engineering students. Grew up in a college town.
And your parents were European arrivals?
That's right. My parents were Dutch immigrants, and my father taught engineering. And so that's kind of where I came from. And I spent some time, a lot of time in my childhood in Holland as well. But kind of really valuing those times that I got to be overseas a little more than the times that I got to be in the place that I grew up.
And does that filter through into your adulthood and into your music making, a kind of European sensibility?
Oh, I think very much so. And just the love of other places and the kind of restless longing to be not where you are is very much a part of how I've lived and how I write.
Do you think it's in part then why you were drawn to somewhere like New Orleans, where you were based for a long time, where that flavour is still very strong?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I've always been drawn to places that are very much of themselves and that don't feel like they could be any other place on earth. And New Orleans is very much one of those places. Northern New Mexico, where I lived for a while, is also very much one of those places. Those places are a little bit hard to come by in the States.
And then you decanted wholesale to the other side of the country.
I did.
But again, Portland, Oregon is quite a musician's place.
It is.
I'm told because it's cheap. Well, it's affordable.
It was. It is kind of a little bit still, not as much quite as it was. But as far as the West Coast goes, yes, it's more affordable still than Seattle or the Bay. And it's just a really friendly little city. It's like a bunch of small towns stuck together. It's really nice, very livable.
And this is where you started making this current album that you're touring just now, That Diamond Lust.
That's right.
It started in Portland.
It started in Portland. So I did a bunch of tracking there. With some Portland musicians, and then I took my little kind of portable studio to New Orleans for a couple weeks and got some tracks from some of my favorite players there. And then when I got back to Portland, I actually made a big shift, and I moved 4 hours south to the mountains and dug a hole in the side of a mountain and used the dirt that came out of that hole to build a studio. So I actually stopped playing music for a couple years, really, in order to build this little nest.
Okay, well, before we talk any more about the studio, I think probably the next song is quite appropriate considering what you've just told us about.
Indeed.
There. Tell me just briefly about Welding and Sawing.
Welding and Sawing is a song about dissolution of one relationship and kind of being tired of that cycle.
When we surface
wishes of if shut my lungs black from holding my heart dark with bells. Your cold hands colder for not being hell.
Welding and Sewing from Mishkin and her current Ruby Warbler, Matt Martin. And there's more from them in session later on tonight's World on Three. I'm going to carry on with a song now from the southern part of Italy that winds its way around the Arachnids. From the album Pizzica Indiavolata, this is the Tarantella Band, Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino.
I te la naso po, che ma bastei. Να πάει να πει της μάνας ο να σ' αρμάζει. Άρτε είσαι και τσάζε σε εγώ με δέει γένε σε μάλι και με νικοράζει. La naso po, che naso dizzo, guarda ripova sto mesa soppetto. Να πάει να πει τη μάνα του να σαρμάζει.
Thank you.
Another track from that Scottish Balkan collaboration between the Croatian band Kreish and fiddler producer Martin Swan, best known perhaps for his work with the various mouth music incarnations. That, though, is Cow Zykopops, and the album Z is for Zykopops, one step more extreme than Turbo Folk, apparently. Before that, Dance from Southern Italy with a Pizzica India Volata. And that was from Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino. And they'll be in session with Lopa Catari here on World on 3 in a few weeks' time. Next up is Tibetan singer Sonami Yungchen, a quite remarkable story from child slavery in Tibet, escape over the Himalayas, having to leave her own child behind and making a new life for herself in the West. This comes from her new album, Natural Mind, and is called Streets.
Yeah. na bila. Makengi kana bila furo bana. Sati make junya juru tigera agli maya juru nesrila aywa make laidula tige ikanela bla
Thank you. this way, down to the spot of Mountain Hideaway. All the girls lined up with spit in their eyes, kicking in a scratching for a Tennessee prize. Gather round, boys, and place your bets. Which one of these cats can scratch the best? Oh, you gals want a good clean fight. Swanee Mountain Cat Fight's here tonight. Swanee Mountain Cat Fight, dollar and a dime. Girls going wild on the Tennessee line. Got her by the hair, another by the neck. Teeth all flying in a roadside shack. Well, the first thing you know, old Jump Off Joe took 12 to 1, win, place or show. Hannah's on her horn, she was looking to kill. Straight from the holler on Cat House Hill. Then the whistle blew, and Betty Lou took a hang in his hair and away she flew. Slapped her on the fanny, then she flipped her gown. Racked up 4 points by the very first round. 20 mountain cat by dollar and a dime. Girls gone wild on the Tennessee line. Got her by the hair, another by the neck. Teeth all flying in a roadside shack. Door and the sheriff pulled out a 44. Hey, she's gonna bring that hot ham home to you. Where the sheriff paid his $1.10. Said, boys, light up that fight again. Swanee Mountain Cat Fight, dollar and a dime. Girls gone wild on the Tennessee line. Got her by the hair, another by the neck. Teeth all flying in a roadside shack.
I think that's definitely a case of from the sublime to the ridiculous. Tsunami Young Chen was followed by a meeting of musical minds, Mali and the American Deep South, Habib Kwate and Eric Bibb. That was from their album Brothers in Bamako. And lastly there, the Old Crow Medicine Show and a bunch of lasses I wouldn't care to mess with in the Swanee Mountain Catfight. That's on the new album, Carry Me Back, and they're headed for these shores in the new year when they'll be appearing at the Celtic Connections Festival. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy here with World on 3, where it's time to return to tonight's session guests, Mishkin with Matt Martin on various guitars. And this is one of my favourite songs from the new album, That Diamond Lust. This is Saturnalia.
Spinning your chin up around, spun by your own palm, you unwound, you wound elastic arms, a corkscrew neck, you animated your up on deck. The gulls are feeding in your wake, you cook the service like a cake. Your deeper waters, your sonar spark, all the ways out of the dark. Make Saturnalia from Saturnine. Make bleach and bitters into your wine. Make the surf static into a song. Finding a thread that is string, rhyme along. A meaning on, a meaning on. Thank you.
ship anchor, dumb cargo, you're on the loose. There's doubt in your belly, lime in your smile, your hands keep on bashing and fishing line. Doubt in your belly all the time, the coldest word knowing it lives in your spine. You're searching a secret while swallowing rhyme. Make Saturnalia from Saturnine, calling, calling all the while, riding high and empty. I'm more off the charts, hoping you see lace. Slipping your dance down the barrio, sliding in your big silly boots in the snow. Your perfect form, your perfect grace, no one to touch them or how they go to waste. You'll reach back from some more savvy day, but now you cut the present like a cake. Your higher desert, your static charge, you only know one way out of the door. Make Saturnalia from Saturnine, make bleach and bitters into your wine, making the traffic into a song, finding a thread that is string a rhyme along, a meaning on, a meaning on.
Saturnalia from Saturnine, the line that really jumped out at me the first time I heard these songs being played live. That's Mishkin playing for us in session with her current Ruby Warbler for this tour, Matt Martin, and the new album is that Diamond Lust. This song that we've just heard here is one of the songs that was kind of built on either side of the studio.
This is true, yes.
The new studio.
This might have been the first song that got started on this record.
So right. So the process is actually quite a long one. I mean, we're going back to what, 2007?
It took about 6 years to make this record. It's pretty silly.
So you started, then stopped. And tell me about where you moved to and the whole process of building this place.
Well, I ended up on a piece of land in the mountains and buying into this piece of land with a friend. And it is a permaculture art community. We grow art and a little bit of food, and we do natural building.
You grow art?
We grow art there.
What does that mean?
I tend to think of it as a crop that we nurture. And one of my dreams for the place is to really attract other artists to come and spend time there and to have some kind of art residency programs and time and space for collaborative work away from the city, away from the, you know, kind of hectic of the city.
Now, I've seen pictures of your Cobb studio. Just explain what Cobb is, well, because it looks very sophisticated for the kind of structure that it is.
Well, it's a British word for building with earth, building monolithically with earth, so without a framework. You basically take clay subsoil, sand, if there's not enough sand in your subsoil, straw and water. And I think that the kind of traditional British way is to get a horse to kind of go around and around in a circle and stomp the stuff. We did it by human foot, and it's a very muddy, fun procedure. It takes a long time, so I ended up with a very small building. It's about 200 square feet, but it's a lovely little space. It's all curves and sweet angles and recycled doors and windows and wood that's felled from the land for loft joists and rafters.
And so coming back to a song like Saturnalia, did it come out differently by then living in that very different, well, in that unique space?
When I actually finished the studio enough to start working in it, I did a lot of stuff on this record that I'd never done before, like doing some of my own bass parts and making some of my own beats. So I spent a lot of time on it, and I would look up once in a while at this lovely little sculpture that I had created and was able to work in, and it's a pretty pleasing feeling. I have had a couple different friends say that it's like walking into a big hug, which is Nice.
I'm notorious for having a bit of a downer on songwriters who say, let me tell you about me. What is it that drives you to write about something?
I don't know.
Is there a connection between the songs on the current album, for instance, or what does that represent?
Well, that last song, Saturnalia, is really about how music has saved my brain many times and, you know, what a healing force I think it is, and I just sit down and try and let it come out, and whatever needs to come out starts coming, and then I play with that ball of wax and try and make something pretty out of it.
I know that one of your great influences or inspirations is, again, European, but heading for Spain, and I think this is the poetry of Lorca is going to take up a lot of your time for the foreseeable future.
I think this is true. This is something that I've just... when I left Portland and moved to the mountains, actually, I purged myself of so many belongings, and I got rid of almost all my books. I probably had 5 books when I moved south, and his collected poems was one of them. And I think there was a reason for that. He's always just... it touched me pretty deeply. I think our kind of mutual love of nature and how much we want both... I want to put it in my songs. It ends up in my songs a lot. It ends up in his poetry. So I don't know. I started thinking about actually writing a theater piece this last year while I was on tour this spring in the States. And I sat with that idea for a while. It's something that's been in my head for a while, but it kind of came to the forefront. And I sat with it and thought about what it should be. And when I got back to my nest in the woods, there was this Lorca book. And I'm like, that might be it. And I started just working with some of the poems, tweaking the translations a little bit, and until they felt comfortable for me to sing. And yeah, it's really exciting. I have visions of you know, film and dancing girls.
Mishkin, the impresario. And in true Mishkin fashion, I think you're going to head off just to see where it takes you to Spain at the end of this tour, just to get
I'm hoping
into those
to.
Flavors.
Yes, yes.
Just set the scene for this last one, because it is one of the first settings you've made of one of the Lorca poems.
This is true, and it is, it's a piece called Death.
Cheery.
Yes, cheery. Shall we play it?
Do please. Okay. Mishkin and Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.
How hard they try, how hard the horse tries, become a dog. How hard the dog tries, become a swallow. How hard the swallow tries to be, come a bee, come a bee, come a bee, come a bee, come a horse. How hard the horse tries, become a dog. How hard the dog tries, become a swallow. How hard the swallow tries to be, come a bee, come a bee, come a bee, come a horse. And the horse, what a sharp arrow, presses from the rose. What a pale rose is rising from its lips. And the rose, what a flock of lights and cries, twisted in its trunks, living sugar, sugar, sugar. How hard they try, how hard the horse tries, become a dog. How hard the dog tries, become a swallow. What daggers, it dreams in its vigils, little daggers. What a moon, what a moon, what a moon without stables. What naked, eternal, and blushing flesh they seek, how hard they seek. And I, on the roof's edge, what a burning angel I seek, and I seek, and I. Thank you.
without even trying. But how hard they try, how hard the horse tries become a dog, how hard the dog tries become a swallow, how hard the swallow tries become a bee, come on bee, come on bee, come on bee, come on horse, how hard the horse tries become a dog, how hard the dog tries become a swallow.
Fantastic stuff. Mishkin with her reworking of Lorca's poem Death. She's just coming to the end of this European tour and a trip to Spain at the end of it as part of her research towards her new project on Lorca's poetry. And we'll head for that neck of the woods next, or at least the neighbouring part of Iberia. Absolutely wonderful to see a new collection of Amalia Rodriguez, proof positive that she was and remains the number one queen of fado.
Oh,
Another great folk pairing there, Kate Rusby marking 20 years in the business and joined by a former guest of this show, Sarah Watkins, and that is from Kate Rusby 20 out on Island Records. Before that was Amalia Rodriguez and UND Rogers and Iona Smith out on the Folk Police label. This is Marianne Kennedy and World on 3, with the next album coming from a thoroughly Welsh band who nevertheless have a strong Scots influence running through their music with flautist Callum Stewart. This is is from their new album, Windblown, with Jamie Smith's Mabon, also seeing Jamie himself, not just playing box, but taking the vocal lead as well. The words of this song are just lovely. The five women in question are actually all the one at different stages of her life and beloved in every case.
Caru merch yn dar Ohono braidd yn ddeunaw o'r Eich caru ernachau Eich yradd Mae egin dan ynghyn Yn ddwfn y mwg eill lygaill llwyd A nwyd y nos yn llosgu yn ein coflaid tyn Wy'n caru merch a chi braidd yn ddeunaw Dar, yn anterth ei engtydig Ond fydd y fenyw i fydd fwyach Mae cysa'n hael ar air Ac ar ei chroen fel all o'r
Caru merch yn dar yn rhi neu'n bedwar i gynod. Eich ar un ar a fwyf a eich anal. Mae ysbryd gwych o hyd yn gryf mewn corff sy'n plygu'n a hun o hir yn orfod ddaw i benni'n byd. Wy'n caru merch a hun bedwar i gynod. Wy'n caru merch a hi braidd yn thank you.
was a wild one in his teens. A motorbike, an attitude, and holes ripped in his jeans. Living life too fast. And Louis was locally known for sometimes reasons good, but mostly things you can't condone. But he always had a blast. Sport a shining eye and cuts from time to time, 'cause Louis was a boxer in his prime. Louis was full of manly charms, a ladies' man with a silver tongue and muscles on his arms, a player in his day. Choices untoward. He liked to give the ladies things that he never could afford, yet he always found a way. But a skipping rope and punchbag helped him steer away from crime, 'cause Louis was a boxer in his prime. His prime, when I worked making sandwiches, I served him all the time, in his 60s, mid to late. A crazy drunk through and through, he clings to life by the skin of his teeth, of which he has just two, a downright sorry state. Just wanders all alone with bare legs and a walking stick. He argues on his own, the solitude would avoid. And Louis takes free food for thought. He goes in Subway every day, but he's still a sandwich short, his sanity defied. He told to me his past one day when he wasn't quite so blind, how he wished he'd better spent his time. He took a blow too many, and now he's lost his mind. 'Cause Louis was a boxer, Louis was a boxer in his prime.
Jamie Smith's Mabon was first up there. Great Welsh vocals from Jamie himself. Followed by a second encounter with Beolwch fiddler Wendy MacIsaac and Mary Jane Lamont, both of them completely steeped in the Gaelic element of their diaspora music. And the new duo album on Mary Jane's Turtle Music label is called Shine, which is the Gaelic word for singing. Finally, we had an English pairing, Katrina Gilmore and Jamie Roberts, with Louis Was a Boxer from their album The Innocent Left. That's it for tonight. Many thanks once again to Mishkin and Matt Martin for the session, to the studio team and Roger Short producing. I'm going to leave you with a little country from Tift Merritt, the title track from Travelling Alone, and a final outing from the Southwest's most successful folk duo, Steve Knightley and Phil Beer, Show of Hands, with their take on Hurricane Katrina from their new album, Wake the Union. Good night.
this morning if it all was gone. Funny thing, wouldn't faze me none. Might feel like I just got home. You know I always had a taste for traveling alone. I only get this one time around. Better speak up straight, better speak up proud. Good Lord, if he's not at home. Well, I always had a taste for traveling alone. Oh, if I had a son, I would make him laugh. I would teach him something. Say, son, you gotta hold your own. And it's good to have a taste for traveling alone.
Thank you.
We never saw her coming till it was too late. Some may call it arrogance and others call it fate. But in my darkest moments I never did foresee what foul the day Katrina took my love from me. Our house felt like a fortress and we'd be safe inside. I didn't need the warnings her protests I denied. Until the sea reclaimed the land and land became the sea. On the day Katrina took my love from me. We clambered on the rooftops and held on for our life. All hell broke loose around us and swept before our eyes. One moment she was in my arms, the next she'd broken free. And so it was, Katrina took my love from me. Don't put your trust in leaders, engineers, and fools. They built the levees, drained the swamps, and broke all nature's rules. But never did they stop to think how bad the worst can be. Until the day Katrina took my life. The waters have receded now, once more the city home. They say they'll mend the levees, but my heart is cold and numb. There's emptiness inside me where my true love used to be. Since the day Katrina took my love from me.
Hello from me, Nicola Hall, and a warm welcome to Through the Night here on Radio 3, where we're going to enjoy a concert given by the Luxembourg Philharmonic Orchestra under conductor Emmanuel Crivin, and a programme of music encompassing early Prokofiev, his Piano Concerto No. 2, with soloist Nikolai Lagansky, and then a composer at the height of his game, Dvorak, and the Symphony No. 9 from the New World. But the concert opens with Debussy. The Prelude à l'après-midi d'un faune was originally intended as the first part of a trilogy. In the end, all his ideas were distilled into the single movement he describes as a very free illustration of Stefan Mallarmé's beautiful poem.